right, deep divers. Get this, today's deep dive takes us into some interesting territory. Halloween baby.
Halloween baby.
Yeah, we're talking about people born on October 31st.
Oh, wow.
And all the spooky powers that they supposedly have.
You know, it's really fascinating how certain dates, especially ones tied to holidays or traditions, they kind of take on this extra layer of meaning.
Right.
And Halloween is definitely one of those days where people's imaginations just run wild.
Absolutely. Our sole source for this deep dive is from mysticinvestigations.com. And it's a blog post called, Do Babies Born on Halloween Possess Special Powers?
Okay.
It's on their Mystic Halloween blog.
Gotcha.
And let me tell you, it gets pretty out there.
Oh, really?
We're talking about babies blessed by the queen of Halloween named Shala.
A queen of Halloween, you say?
Yeah.
That's not something you hear every day. It makes you wonder where that idea comes from.
Right.
How it fits into like the broader mythology surrounding Halloween.
These aren't just any like run-of-the-mill powers either. The blog claims that Halloween babies are naturally balanced, resistant to fear and curses, able to talk to spirits, and maybe even capable of coming back from the dead.
Wow. Those are some pretty hefty claims. It's interesting how they touch on these like universal human desires to find balance, you know, to overcome fear,
yeah,
to connect with the afterlife. It's almost as if Halloween babies are imagined as having this advantage in dealing with the big questions,
right,
you know, the existential ones.
Okay, so let's break this down a little. The blog describes Halloween babies as being lovingly sweet, yet able to display a menacing demeanor when threatened.
Oh.
It's like they've got a built-in costume change.
I like that.
From adorable trick-or-treater to something a little bit more intense.
That duality, the sweet and the menacing, kind of mirrors Halloween itself, doesn't it? When you think about it, you have kids dressed as cute pumpkins right alongside spooky skeletons and creepy clowns. It's a very playful celebration of light and dark, the whimsical and the macabre.
Yeah, and then there's this whole thing about them having protection against the supernatural.
Okay.
Zombies can't touch them. Curses don't work on them.
Wow.
Apparently, they have this orange aura of Halloween.
Really?
That wards off evil.
Huh.
Part of me wishes I had that, especially with all the scary movies I watch.
That orange aura detail is very fascinating. It makes me think about how ancient cultures used color for protection, often associating certain hues with warding off disease or bad luck.
Interesting.
It's like this primal instinct to create a barrier between ourselves and the things that frighten us.
Makes sense. But are you ready for this? The blog's most dramatic claim is that Halloween babies can defy death.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even rise from the grave.
No way.
And not just as like any old ghost.
Yeah.
They can become powerful spirits, maybe even rivaling demons.
That's pretty intense. The idea of resisting death, especially on Halloween, it's so potent. It's as if these babies are seen as having this very unique relationship with the afterlife, maybe even a way to cheat it. It makes you think about how different cultures have viewed death and the spirit world,
right,
particularly during a time like Halloween, when the veil between the living and the dead is thought to be thin.
And then they throw in this whole Halloween coffin birth concept.
It's Halloween coffin birth.
Every century, a baby supposedly born dead on Halloween is actually the queen of Halloween reincarnating.
Now, that is an image. You know, it reminds me of how folklore often uses these very shocking or dramatic events to explain the unexplainable.
Right.
It's like a way to grapple with the mysteries of life, death, and rebirth.
Yeah.
Particularly within the context of a holiday that already celebrates those themes.
Okay, so we've got Halloween babies with balanced personalities, spirit communication skills, zombie-repelling auras.
Wow.
And maybe even the ability to beat death.
Right.
Where do we even go from here?
Well, it's important to remember that we're dealing with folklore and beliefs here. Not necessarily hard facts.
Of course.
But what's truly captivating is what these ideas tell us about how humans think and feel, especially about things we can't fully explain or control.
I totally agree. Even if we don't take these claims literally, it's fun to explore the what ifs and just see where they take us.
Yeah.
You know, it's like peeking into a hidden world of beliefs and superstitions that have persisted for generations.
Exactly. And it's a reminder that even in our modern scientifically driven world, there's still a part of us that's drawn to the mystery and wonder of the unknown.
All right, deep divers, we're just getting started.
Okay.
After a quick break, we'll unpack even more wild claims about Halloween babies. Stay tuned. And we're back. Deep divers, ready to delve a little bit deeper into the world of Halloween babies.
Sounds good.
Before the break, we were talking about all their supposed powers.
Mm-hmm.
And things are about to get even more interesting.
All right, I'm intrigued.
So remember how the blog mentioned Halloween babies having a knack for talking to spirits?
Oh, yeah.
They even used the word mediumship.
Right, that idea that they can be this bridge between the living and the dead.
Right.
It's a concept that, you know, pops up in cultures all over the world.
Mm.
This belief that certain individuals have a gift for communicating with spirits.
And it's not just about, like, chatting with ghosts, mm-hmm. right? The blog suggests that these Halloween babies can actually help spirits move on to the afterlife.
Exactly. It's like they have this special role to play in guiding lost souls toward peace and resolution.
Wow.
It really taps into that very human desire to find closure after death.
Yeah.
Both for ourselves and for those we've lost.
Okay, so that's pretty cool, even if it's just a theory.
Right.
But hold on. Doesn't the blog also say that Halloween babies can see spirits?
Uh-huh.
Maybe even the scary ones?
That's where things get a little creepier, isn't it?
Yeah.
This idea that they have this heightened spiritual sensitivity that they're attuned to a realm that most of us just can't perceive. It makes you wonder if those ancient fears about Halloween night, you know, about the veil between worlds thinning, contributed to these beliefs.
Yeah, that's where I start to get a little freaked out.
I can see that.
But the blog did mention something about Halloween babies being able to sense danger.
Oh, really?
Like getting warnings from spirits about bad stuff that's about to happen.
Right. A kind of intuition or premonition, mm-hmm. perhaps stemming from that connection to the spirit world. It's like having a supernatural guardian angel looking out for them, whispering secrets about potential threats.
Okay, so maybe it's not all bad.
Right.
But what about this whole magic thing?
Magic.
The blog claims that Halloween babies have a natural talent for witchcraft and sorcery.
Mm.
Is there any truth to that, or is that like pure fantasy?
Well, it's important to remember that magic has always been intertwined with folklore and superstition.
Right.
Especially surrounding Halloween. I mean, think about it. Halloween is a time when we kind of embrace the mystical, the supernatural, the unexplainable. It's no surprise that people would imagine those born on this day having this special connection to magical forces.
But why is Halloween so closely associated with magic?
Right.
Is it just because of all the costumes and spooky decorations?
I think it goes a bit deeper than that. Halloween, or at least its ancient roots, marked a time of transition.
Okay.
The end of the harvest, the beginning of winter, a time when the natural world seemed to be dying. Many cultures believe this transition made the boundary between the physical and spiritual realms more permeable, making it a prime time for magic and supernatural occurrences.
Oh, so it's like Halloween is this giant cosmic power-up.
In a way.
For magical abilities. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, the blog specifically mentions the spirit of Halloween as a source of power for those born on this day.
Yes. It's almost like they're drawing energy from the holiday itself, channeling the essence of Halloween into their supposed magical abilities.
Interesting.
It's a fascinating concept, this idea that a specific time of year could imbue individuals with extraordinary powers.
Okay, I have to admit, this is starting to sound pretty tempting.
Is it?
Magic powers, spirit guides, a built-in zombie repellent. Sign me up.
I think the allure lies in that sense of wonder and possibility.
Right.
It allows us to explore those what-ifs, you know, to tap into our imaginations and consider that maybe, just maybe, there's more to reality than meets the eye.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's something inherently captivating about the idea that certain people, especially those born on a day like Halloween, might possess these extraordinary gifts.
And it really speaks to the enduring power of folklore and tradition.
Yeah.
These stories pass down through generations. They continue to shape our perceptions.
Right.
And ignite our imaginations, inviting us to consider the world in a whole new light.
So if Halloween babies really do have this special connection to the spirit world,
yeah.
Do they ever use it for bad?
That's a great question.
Like, could they become, you know, evil witches or something?
Remember how the blog emphasized the balanced personality of Halloween babies?
Mm-hmm.
Lovingly sweet, but menacing when threatened?
Yeah, like a magical Jekyll and Hyde.
Exactly. It suggests that while they might have these powerful abilities, they also possess this deep understanding of both light and darkness. It's not about being purely good or evil,
right,
but about finding that equilibrium, embracing both sides of their nature.
So they're not necessarily destined to be like heroes or villains.
Right.
Just complex individuals with unique potential.
Precisely. It's a reminder that we're all multifaceted beings capable of great compassion and terrible acts.
Hmm.
Maybe these Halloween babies with their supposed connection to the supernatural simply embody that duality in a more pronounced way.
Right, that's pretty deep for a blog about spooky babies.
It is, isn't it?
But it makes sense. We all have that light and shadow within us.
Yeah.
And finding that balance is part of what makes us human.
Absolutely. And it's fascinating to see how those themes of balance and duality are woven into the folklore surrounding Halloween babies.
So what else can we learn about these extraordinary individuals? The blog also mentions a link between Halloween babies and nature. Something about nymphs and fairies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it depends on your perspective.
Right.
But the idea is that Halloween babies have this natural affinity for nature spirits.
Okay.
Especially those associated with autumn. It's like they're in tune with the rhythms of the natural world, the cycles of life, death, and rebirth that are so prominent during this time of year.
So they might be buddies with the Great Pumpkin then.
Maybe not the Great Pumpkin specifically,
yeah.
But the concept is there. They're imagined as having this inherent connection to the earth, to the spirits that dwell in forests and fields, to the very essence of autumn itself.
And this connection to nature supposedly enhances their magical abilities.
That's what the blog suggests, that they can draw power from the natural world, from the changing seasons, from the energy of the earth. It's like they're nature sorcerers channeling the power of the elements into their magical practices.
Okay, I have to say, this whole Halloween baby thing is really growing on me. It's like a blend of spooky and sweet, powerful and compassionate, all wrapped up in this mysterious orange aura.
It's a very captivating concept, isn't it? It speaks to our fascination with the unknown, with the mysteries of life and death, and with the possibility that some individuals might possess these extraordinary gifts that set them apart.
All right, deep divers, we're about to uncover the most intriguing detail from the Mystic Halloween blog, the Halloween coffin birth. Stick around, you won't want to miss this. Okay, deep divers, welcome back. We've been uncovering some fascinating claims about Halloween babies, you know, from their supposed ability to talk to spirits to their potential for wielding magic.
Right.
But there's one last detail from the Mystic Halloween blog that we need to unpack, and it might be the most mind-boggling one yet.
Let's hear it.
It's called the Halloween coffin birth.
The Halloween coffin birth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've been talking about some pretty out there stuff, but this really takes the cake.
Well, it certainly stretches the limits of believability, doesn't it? But that's part of what makes folklore so intriguing. It lets us explore these really fantastical ideas, you know, to push the boundaries of what we think is possible and to consider alternative explanations for the mysteries of life and death.
So walk me through this. How does this Halloween coffin birth actually work?
Well, according to the blog, every 100 years, a child is born on Halloween appearing lifeless.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is not an ordinary death. It's the queen of Halloween, Shala, being reborn into a new human form.
Well, so the queen of Halloween is like a shape-shifting spirit who takes on a human body every century.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
The blog suggests that she orchestrates her own reincarnation, choosing paranormal parents.
Wow.
To raise this very special child. And get this, while the child grows up totally unaware of their true identity.
Yeah.
Shala, in her spirit form, remains aware of this earthly counterpart kind of watching over them from the spirit realm.
So it's like a supernatural long-distance parenting situation.
Exactly.
So she's ruling over Halloween Island as the queen, while her human self is down here on Earth living a normal life, totally clueless about their destiny.
Precisely. And eventually, according to the blog, the child's path leads them to Halloween Island, where they meet their true destiny, merging with Shala in a mystical ceremony, reclitzing their power as the Queen of Halloween.
Whoa, that's a lot of pressure for a Halloween baby.
Oh.
Imagine just living your life and then bam, you find out you're actually a reincarnated spirit queen.
It definitely adds a whole new level of complexity to the idea of Halloween babies, doesn't it? It makes you wonder about those underlying themes of destiny and purpose.
Right.
You know, are we all on this predetermined path, or do we have the power to choose our own fate?
It's almost like a superhero origin story, but with a spooky Halloween twist.
Yeah, I like that.
But why go through all this trouble? Why would the Queen of Halloween even want to be reborn as a human?
That is a great question. The blog suggests that it's a way for her to maintain a connection to the human world.
Okay.
To experience life through mortal eyes, to gain a deeper understanding of human emotions and experiences. It's almost as if, even for a powerful supernatural entity, there's something alluring about the human experience.
That's kind of heartwarming. Even the Queen of Halloween gets a little FOMO and wants to see what it's like to walk in our shoes.
Exactly. It reminds us that we all share this common thread of curiosity.
Yeah.
A desire to connect with something beyond ourselves, whether it's through exploring different cultures, learning new things, or even imagining ourselves in the shoes of a fantastical being like the Queen of Halloween.
This whole deep dive has been a wild ride. Who knew there were so many layers to this idea of Halloween babies?
Yeah.
You know, we've gone from cute costumes and trick-or-treating to spirit communication, magic, and even reincarnation.
It just goes to show that even the most lighthearted holidays can have these deep, complex layers of meaning and belief woven into them. And often those beliefs, whether we take them literally or not, they reveal something really fascinating about human nature. You know, our hopes and fears, our desire to understand the world around us, and our endless fascination with the unknown.
You know, you're absolutely right. And even if we don't believe in Halloween magic or spirit queens, there's still something incredibly captivating about these stories.
I agree.
They spark our imaginations, they challenge our assumptions, and they remind us that there's always more to discover, even in the most familiar traditions.
Well said. Sometimes the greatest power isn't found in supernatural abilities, but in our capacity for wonder, in our willingness to embrace the mysteries of life, and in our ability to find meaning and connection in the stories we tell and the traditions we hold dear.
So, deep divers, as we wrap up this exploration of Halloween babies and all their extraordinary powers, we want to leave you with one final thought. What superpower would you want if you were born on Halloween? Share your answers with us on social media, and until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of the unknown.